what I want people to know is that there is still a hostage in Iran, and that's my husband, Bob Levinson.
Christine Levinson is talking to AC360's Anderson Cooper about her husband, a now 65-year-old man who is a father of seven and a grandfather of two. Robert Levinson was visiting Iran for a short time working as a private investigator when he was kidnapped in March 2007. That's about 6 years ago, the second longest period of time an American has been held hostage. In the last couple of years, Christine and her family have received a short video and a few photos of her husband anonymously, believed to be from the captors, though it's uncertain when they were taken. But as the years go by, there has not been any progress made toward getting her husband back to the United States. Christine says attention surrounding her husband's disappearance is waning, and one state lawmaker is hoping to do something about that.
Anything you guys can do to help bring attention to this matter, the family is really looking for help. Thank you so much.
Representative Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat from Coral Springs, is speaking to a group of Florida lawmakers, asking for their support of a memorial he sponsored. The memorial sends a message to President Barack Obama and Congress that state lawmakers want them to make use of all their resources to return Levinson home.
The country of Iran has held him captive and in captivity for almost 6 years now. He is an American who's been in captivity one of the longest in U.S. history. He has missed weddings for his kids, grandchildren that he has not yet met. The resolution calls upon Congress of the United States and the President to act upon their moral obligation and do everything they can to bring Mr. Levinson home.
And Michael Latuga couldn't agree more. The Florida State student senator is a friend of Doug Levinson, a son of the missing Robert Levinson. He spoke to members of the House Economic Affairs Committee earlier this month during the memorial's last committee stop.
It took them 3.5 years before they even had contact with their father, and that was the first hostage video. And that was something that was extremely heartbreaking to this family, as you can all imagine. And my testimony is here in representation of this family, hoping that we can get sponsorship from this and bring this to national headlines where it deserves to be.
So far, the memorial has received bipartisan support, with most of the members in the Florida House signing on as co-sponsors. As for Christine Levinson, the wife of the missing Robert Levinson, she says no matter what happens, she and her family do not plan on giving up.
We just keep working to get Bob home one day at a time. Hopefully he'll be home as soon as possible. I would like it to happen tomorrow, so would the rest of my family, but it hasn't yet, but we keep hoping it will be tomorrow.
And just this month, newly appointed Secretary of State John Kerry met with Levinson's family to assure them the federal government is still working to locate Levinson and return him home to his family. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.